Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, March 17th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Thousands die outside Sudan's immediate war zones. Believers become the hands and feet of Christ there. There's a reprieve for mission workers in northern India. And Christian Radio looks to reinvest in the tsunami region. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, the horror of Sudan's violent genocide is still becoming known. An estimated 2 million people are refugees, but they're fleeing from violence into starvation and death. The United Nations estimates that at least 180,000 people have died in non-conflict deaths in the Darfur region over the last 18 months. Ben Homan is the president of Food for the Hungry.
When you uproot these people, they have no means to support themselves. There is nothing in the economy, nothing in their livelihood. They have no alternative but to wither away and die. The world needs to come to grips with the intensity of the death toll and the tragedy that as many as 10,000 people a month are dying of malnutrition and starvation.
Food for the Hungry's focus is humanitarian aid and being the hands and feet of Christ to hurting people. Homan says,
we need to be thinking strategically about how we preserve life and how we gain a day when we'll be able to sit down with people and hear their hearts and share our hearts and our love for Christ.
Next, in the midst of humanitarian crisis in Sudan, God is working through His people. Voice of the Martyrs and their partner, Persecution Project Foundation, recently focused on a crisis relief outreach in Sudan. Brad Phillips of the Persecution Project.
What's happening now is that these Muslim Darfuris that are fleeing other Muslims that are persecuting them on behalf of the government are coming into southern Sudan, and it's Christians that are ministering to them. And so as a result, many of them are coming to Christ.
Persecution Project Foundation also has a radio station that's reaching into Darfur. Phillips says churches are beginning to pop up as Christians reach out with the gospel.
What's exciting is to see some cultures that are traditionally closed off to the gospel now having the opportunity to receive the word of God in the context of their situation that they're in right now.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We get an update from India on a threat against Gospel for Asia workers. Rebel insurgents threaten to totally destroy the ministry in northern India if their demand for $186,000 wasn't met by March 10th. In an email report from GFA President K.P. Yohanan, he credits prayer for a deadline extension. But the good news comes with a warning that the danger has not yet passed. Yohanan says the rebel leaders have decided to study the ministry first, continue to pray on behalf of GFA and their workers. Elsewhere, Christian Radio could help tsunami relief efforts. We get this report from Transworld Radio's Bill Early.
Relief agencies have been rushing aid to the countries affected in last December's terrible tsunami. Transworld Radio's McDaniel Phillips, speaking from Singapore, calls for the kind of radio programming which Transworld Radio can supply.
Every church leader and mission agency that I have spoken with said radio is their lifeline, and if we want to communicate to them, then we've got to get programs on the radio. You have to understand that this is primarily an oral culture, so we can use this medium to convey some of the biblical concepts that they can understand and can grow upon.
McDaniel Phillips telling how Transworld Radio will continue to play a part in the recovery of the tsunami-stricken areas for many years to come. Bill Early, Mission Network News.
And Grace Ministries reports their Congolese lay leader training program got off to a great start this month. 17 churches are represented in the Kigali program. Most of the church leaders have never had any Bible training, so this is something very special to them. Missionaries teaching the program say the joy on their faces when they got their materials indicates both enthusiasm and commitment. The group is studying the book of Genesis and principles of Christian living. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.